Chapter 38. Kovac woke to a pounding he thought was inside his head. He had a vague memory of having had exactly that thought before. He'd gotten 5, maybe 6 hours of sleep, but his body told him it needed more. The pounding didn't stop. "Tylenol," he murmured, trying to wake himself. It took all his willpower to sit up and drop his legs over the side of the bed. He could hardly open his eyes to look at the clock. 8:15. The pounding continued. Kovac went to the chair at the foot of his bed, pulled on a pair of wrinkled pants and a wrinkled shirt, and went downstairs. He slipped into a pair of shoes he'd left by the front door and went outside. Another bright, technicolor blue fall morning greeted him with undue cheerfulness. He shuffled over to his neighbor's yard, his eyelids still at half-mast. The neighbor watched him suspiciously from his perch on the roof, hammer in hand. The old man called down at him.
"Hey, what are you doing?"
Kovac didn't answer him. He went straight to the aluminum ladder that leaned against the side of the house and took the thing away, letting it fall to the side and crash in the yard. Squirrels ran for their lives in all directions. Then he turned and went back to his own house. The old man was screaming blue murder.
"Get back here! Get back here and put that ladder back!"
Ignoring him, Kovac went back inside, made a pot of coffee, carried a cup upstairs with him. He went into the bathroom, took a leak, had a long hot shower, shaved, brushed his teeth, put on a fresh nicotine patch. When he went back into his bedroom, the old man was still shouting at him. The red of his face matched the red of his plaid flannel shirt. Kovac opened the window.
"You want me to come put that ladder back?"
"You darn well better."
"Now is not the time to be pissy with me," Kovac said. "You'll give yourself a stroke and die up there, not that I would give a rat's ass."
The old man sputtered and spat and called him some names. Kovac waited for the tirade to end.
"I'll come put the ladder back," he said. "But if you get up on that roof tomorrow morning while I'm sleeping, I'll come back and take it down and leave you there at the mercy of passersby. You're an inconsiderate son of a bitch, and you think just because you're too goddamn mean to die, you ought to be able to make the rest of us as miserable as you are."
The old man scowled at him. Kovac went to his closet and dressed for the day. The task force was meeting at 9. He wanted to swing past and check on Carrie before he went downtown. Outside, he struggled with the unwieldy ladder to get it back up against the house. The old man scrambled down it like a monkey and got right in Kovac's face.
"I'm going to report you."
Kovac walked away. The weatherman was promising thunderstorms later in the day. Maybe lightning would strike the old fart and fry him while he was attaching colored lights to his television antenna. I live in hope. Everything at the Moore house appeared the same as it had the night before. The media had decamped Saturday when it had become clear they weren't going to get anything interesting. Today, they were probably swarming all over the street where Kenny Scott lived. Next victim, please. Kovac went to the window of the cruiser parked at the curb.
"Anything I need to know about?"
The cop at the wheel shook his head.
"All quiet. The guys from last night said the only thing that happened after you went after the husband was the nanny going to the 7-Eleven and coming back. She drove out again a while ago, waved, going to Starbucks.